A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 6th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the plight of workers at Telecel in particular and the country in general.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
To affect my sales was Telecel was a more advanced communication line. Most of the people like Telecel too much, more than bad. I wish those people would not close those networks because we are going to suffer again.
Telecel would be very strong, right? Because the vanhu vanoshandisa Telecel ende tane makore kubvira ichinzi 023 saka yakavharwa tinenge tatorasana nehama dzedu dzakawanda kuti tizotangidza futi kuti tetitenge line rimwe rebhadhi rechii haisusu Telecel ndo yange ichinyatsotiitira
iko ngani kuyafihlupa kakhulu njengezisebenzi ukuthi siyalahlekelwa nje imisebenzi ubengani nje sifananisa lindaba lokulwa kwamasela amasela nxa esilwa abantu bebuthana bebuza ukuthi libangani akucaci ukuthi babangani babe loke bedoselana yikho esikubonayo kuzwisisa ubuhlungu ukuthi yikho nje abantu engani sebefaka indaba yepolitiki phakathi.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the state of labor in the country. Gibbs.
Last week, the government of Zimbabwe announced that it had cancelled the operating license of Telecel Zimbabwe. The move is likely to affect some workers, up to about 1,000. The workers are likely to join the growing list of workers who have been retrenched during the past few years.
Presenting his national budget in 2014, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa said in 2011, 2,130 companies closed and 19,191 workers lost their jobs. In 2012, 1,464 companies shut down, leaving 20,825 employees jobless. In 2013, 878 companies closed shop, rendering 14,499 people jobless. And in 2014, 134 firms shut down, throwing 9,280 people out of work. Both the public and private sector have been struggling to pay workers, resulting in perennial industrial action being taken by the workers throughout the country. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join this show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. For those that are using WhatsApp, the number is 1-202-465-0318.
Honguka Gibbs, nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzemabasa. Tida kuti titarise zvishoma kunyaya yeTelecel. Kune vashandi vanosvika iwo churu kana kuti 1,000 vanogona kupedzisira varasikirwa iwo nemabasa. Asi hatisingotaura kuTelecel, tiri kunzwa kuti makanzuro akawanda kuna naGweru, kuna naMutare, vashandi havasi kubhadharwa, vamwe kuna naNRZ, kuna naZisco Steel vari kupedza mwedzi nemwedzi vasina kubhadharwa, zvaita kuti vapedzisire vononga svosve nemuromo. Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke Blessing, sizwile kuti kolangale ke eMutare kuke kwaba lokutshengisela kulabo abasebenzela NRZ akati bekhulume sithi abaholi abatholi imali kuzobuya iZisco siyakwazi ukuthi sokulesikhathi eside blessing. Wakutwa kuyalungiswa kuyalungiswa kulungisa cha lokho ngalalutho khona ngale. Kuzobuya ke eGweru njengoba sicho eHarare lendawana sijeneyo. Ngwazani ukubhadala kuyahlupa. Kodwa ke uyaphuma imadlana but ungazani iphuma nzima. Singathi ke abaqhatshi sebele izandla zabo ngwazani zenziwe ngensimbi. Ukuthi sifake isikwameni laphana kuzima fowethu. Kuzobuya ke iTelecel Zimbabwe sizwile ke ukuthi license isikanseliwe. So ingakansilwa kube umchokotsho kube njalo abantu abafika 1000 baba ezidaladini bahamba ezidaladini kunampana sebeyingena labanye so kuyisipunepune nje ngase sikhangela ke singathi abantu abaningi sebekukwenza khona ukuthengisa amatamatisi ama juice card into ezinjalo so ngani kuyahlupha sifuna ukuzwa ngoZulu ukuthi kambe uthini ngalokho ye Zulu kandaba xa lifuna ukuthi sixoxe nasinombolo ifone cellphone lakho ngapho ye khuluma nisizwe nasinombolo 1-202-619-2077 kunjalo fowethu.
And of course Gibbs says they say success has many fathers but failure is an orphan.
Certainly.
When things are not working there's always a plenty of blame to spread around.
Exactly.
But of course solutions have to be found to make the economy function again. Our panelists this evening we are being joined by Mr. John Mufukari, executive director of EMCOS, that is Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe. Mr. Mufukari, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we are also being joined by the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, that is Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Okay, let's start with you, Mr. Moyo. Let's trace the root causes of, you know, some of these issues in Zimbabwe, especially when we're looking at workers. Now, come 1980, we know that the Zimbabwean government was focusing on what is called the Marxist-Leninist kind of policies. Then come 1991 to 2000, this economic structural adjustment program. Thereafter, we had Zimprest, and then we have Zim Asset right now. So when we look at workers, what was the impact of some of these programs or policies on workers?
As you correctly put it, I think we have witnessed a lot of economic blueprints over the past 34 years. Some of these policies were coming from the IMF, the World Bank. We're being told that these policies are going to mitigate against our economic decline. But what we have witnessed over the years, I think we have witnessed more job losses than employment creation. So it appears like all the interventions or the so-called interventions by the government have not managed to unlock the economic growth in this country. I think we started to experience much of the job losses in 1990 when they introduced the FAP. We were told that the FAP is going to create competition, more companies are going to open up. But that's where we had the massive job losses. And the it would appear like we did not recover from them.
Mr. Mufukari, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes, Mr. Mufukari, we are noting, sadly, that many, many companies are struggling to pay workers sometimes on time, and sometimes some workers are going for up to 6 months without pay. Can you tell us what is really happening? What is the problem?
It is what is popularly described as the cash crunch. But the reality is that there just isn't sufficient money circulating in the economy to be able to drive all economic activity. And therefore, you find there is economic activity taking place, but there is no money to drive this activity. As a result, everybody owes everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, mm-hmm. although you might be working and you are producing things and you are shipping that stuff out,
mm-hmm.
because you are not getting anything coming in, you are still unable to pay your workers.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs. Mm.
Now, according to the Economist Intelligence Unit, I have to read this blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, in the late 1980s, about 40,000 jobs were being created annually, reaching a peak of 1.26 million in 1994. That is a 26% increase on 1980 figures. But that has been witnessing some kind of drop.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, the fact that Zimbabwe is facing a rapidly increasing unemployment crisis is evident in the percentage drop of the total population formerly employed, which dropped from 18% in 1965 to 11% in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
That is massive, man.
Indeed. Tine mwe muteereri wedu wekutanga parunhare. Vamakosi, makadi. Aiwa, isu tiripo nyaya iri mudare romainzwa tiri kutaura nenyaya yemabasa. Tinogona kutaura nezvekuteleseko kune vashandi vanosvika iwo churu kana kuti 1000 vanogona kurasikirwa nemabasa. Kana kuti muchingotiudzawo kuti zviri kukufambiraiwo sei imi munyaya dzemabasa kana muine mubvunzo vedare vedu tina va mufukari vanomirira vashandirwi, tina vamoyo vanomirirawo vashandi. Musati maenderera kumberi, hurumende kairi kuti pane mutemo uripo wekuendesa upfumi kuvatema, haingaregedzeka vanhu vachiita madiro ajojina vasingateeri mutemo, vachizvambarara pamusoro pemutemo nekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka.
Mugoma, ndikada kutaura kune mutemo ka.
Mm-hmm.
Tine mutemo ndokunda isingaerengeke yazvambararwa pamusoro payo naiyo hurumende pache zvayo.
Mm-hmm.
Tini kuti titaurere kuti mutemo unonzi ngausevenze kwamai Georgina, kwamai Bidhi usingasevenzi, hazvina zvazvinobatsira. Nekuti onai kapane nyaya yekuti yakagwa iyo teleso yakanga yatiripa 11% kuvashandi. Asi tini kuonzi at the same time hurumende haisi kuzvibvumira izvi kuti vashandi vanofanira kunge varivo vari kubhenefita. Hapana chavari kuwana ivo. Vozviyo nekuda kuti iyo hurumende iri kudawo chi 51% yacho. Zvakanaka hongu hatisi kuzvishora, asi ngatitarisewo kuti zviri kumirisa vanhu vangani mumabasa. Handizvo. Saka ndandivabvunza ini vevelebhavo kuti ivo kana kambani yakunzi yakundovharwa nehurumende, zvakutoreva kuti kambani dzinoti prepared to pay vashandi vari kubuda basa ka mabhenefits avo vachabhadharwa nani?
Vamoyo.
Regai
tinzwe kubva kuna Vamoyo. Vamoyo.
Yes.
Vamakosi vari kutyira kuti vashandi pakavharwa kambani yakaita seteleso yekunzi iri kunzi inenge ichikanzurirwa resinesi nehurumende, vashandi vanogona kubuda vasina chouviri sezviri kuonekwawo mune mamwe makambani mekuti vanhu vari ngonzi endai kumba.
Ichokwadi kuti pane manumbers muri kutaura nezvavo vari kuti 1500 vashandi vari formally employed kutelesa. Asi tinofanira kuziva kutarisa kuti pane madownstream beneficiaries vaya vanozotengesa mustreet. Saka pane vanhu vakawanda vanogona kurasikirwa nemabasa kubva kwekuvhara kwetelesa. Haisivo vega vari formally employed kutelesel vanogona kurasikirwa nemabasa kana kambani yavhara. Pane zvakawanda zvinoafecta economy. I think hurumende pane zvainowana futi kutelesel. Saka kwatiri chinhu chisina kunaka izvozvo kuti kambani yeivhare. atizivi kuti dispute yacho yakamira sei aisi kutaura asikubira pachena kuti ndezvipi zviri kunetsa vange takatarisira kuti nyaya iyo yange yakaongororwa neine nzira so that mabasa akadaro haarasiki
ndinofunga vamakosi mazvinzwira
zvinzwira kuiwo ndaura kubvunzomubvunzo zvakare kuhurumende kuti inoona sei situation yekuti iri kutaitaluma mainvestors munyika andizi at the same time itsaring away some other investors zvakurerei kuti vamwe vari kunzi yai yaitaka Zimbabwe takanaka handizi at the same time muri kuti vamwe budai hamusikuba kuzvamutemo yedu and atisi kuzviipira henu ndaiapo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamakosi. I think inyaya ticharamba tichitaura makateerera henyu chirongwa. Aiwa, nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Yes, kwekwe baba, baba moyo ngesintu kancane. Nxa usukhangeleke abantu laba abakuthelezele bangalahlekelwa imisebenzi, kambe kuyayenzekalani?
Ngingazombuzo nithi uphuma kuphi. Esukhangeleke ukuthi maikampani ezavala nichilo ukuthi nabantu abaformally employed abasemahofisini ama-technicians labathize kodwa kulabanye ke ababhenefithayo ngokuthengisa okuvelela kutelesel ngaba ngama-juice cards so sikhangelele imuli ezithize ku-downstream ezizalahlekelwa imisebenzi sibona ngani kuya-affecta ke impilo zabantu izikolo zivuliwe kwamanje abantu bakhangele khona bathole izimali bebhadela ama-school fees abalabantwana abasezikolo abanye bafanele kube bebhadale ke abagulayo bebhadala ama-medical aid so kuningi okwehlela abantu nxa bengalahlekelwa yimisebenzi sibona ngathi khona ayisiyonto enhle ukuthi silahlekelwe yimisebenzi ngalesi sikhathi besikhangelele ukuthi imisebenzi aluba iyanda kodwa sibona ngani ayisikho uhulumende akukhangeleyo.
Yeah, so what Mr. Moyo is saying is that, you know, if the telecell workers lose their jobs, it's not only them, you know, because the down industry kind of sector, there's a lot that is going to happen. People who are selling juice cards, people who are doing all sorts of jobs, you know, related to telecell, are likely to lose their jobs. And here we're even including people who actually sell some kind of, you know, the materials like handsets, you know, all those kind of things. So he says this will have a very serious impact on, you know, most people.
Regai timbodzoka kuna vamufukari. Asi vamufukari tichitarisawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu kumaindastry uku. Chii chiri kunetsa chaizvo kune varidzi vemakambani? Chiri kuita kuti makambani akawanda aramba achivharwa?
Ya chikuru chiri kutinetsa kushaikwa kwemari kuzvino business richiitika unenge uchida kuva uri kugadzira chunhu wochichipawo chunhu chiya kune mumwe munhu uya munhu wokudzoserawo mari wochiseenzesawo mari iyaiwewe kutengawo zvimwe zvaunonida kuti ugoramba uchigadzira zvinhu zvauri kugadzira sei handitika zvino kana wochingogadzira zvunhu pasina mari iri kudzoka ndo zviri kuzoita kuti tishayiwe mari even neyekubhadhara vashandi yese.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Ramba izvenyu muri parunari. Gibbs, une muteereri?
Iye, ndo munonzana nge Ndlovu lapo seSouth Africa Blessing. Baba Ndlovu, unga unjani?
Yebo baba, siyaphila baba, unjani?
No, mpilile kakhulu. Kunjani khona ngapha eJosi?
Hayi, urayithi baba uGibbs man.
Iye, so ungathini ngodaba lolu lwemisebenzi eZimbabwe? Ngani kuyahlupha phela?
Eyi, hayi daba lolu lomsebenzi Gibbs lungathi luyahlupha mpela iZimbabwe. Besithi masiwabona la makampani efika besiba nalo ithemba lokuthi mhlawumbe izinto zizohamba zizilunge. Kodwa-ke ma ngabe lokhu kusenzeka kanje amakampani lawe kuyevala futhi lezi zinto zi-affecta kakhulu ngoba abasebenzi bona kungathiwa bona balahlekelwe umsebenzi. Kodwa kungabheka kakhulu lasebantwini abaningi like mina esigabeni sakithi elupane lapho engibuya khona. Inethiwekhi engathi yiyona esebenzayo kakhulu yitelefeli and iyasincedisa ngoba manje abantu sebekwazi ukufona bebiza ama-ambulensi i-communication yethu bisisibalula kakhulu.
So abantu lapha endaweni bese kukhona abantu like mina ngakithi umama ongizalayo ubethengisa lama airtime itheleseli yizihamba kakhulu and le nto ibincedisa ifamily ubekwazi umama ukuthi naye ancedise lapha esikolo abantwana bethole ukufunda so uma ngabe itheleseli sokuthi iyavala eish kusho ukuthi sokuyaqala phansi futhi impilo ukuthi kubuye kucatshangwa ukuthi ngayini abantu bazaqala khona ukuthola futhi into zokuthi beziphilise ngoba leli lizwe lakithi liyomilo kokuthi ukulunga kwalo i-freedom abantu banayo kodwa asazi ukuthi kade kusuka kushode kuphi ukuthi abantu bebe nama bekwazi ukuthi nabo bethole izinto zokuzisebenzela like bekwazi ukuphila ngoba manje abantu abakhoni ngisho nokwenza ukuthi abantwana bebe ne-education e-right because of ukuthi ama-families abadala kabasebenzi and laba abantwana sebekhulile ukuyibona njengamanje sisemagoli hhayi ukuthi ngoba manje sisakuthanda ukuba lapha egoli.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovini sibili kodwa hayi
ama-industry angcono khona ukuthi nathi sithole imisebenzi so uma kulahlekelwa futhi wona lama opportunity amancane ade sekhona eyi kuzoba nzima kakhulu baba Gesi.
Hayi Endlovu baba sibongile kakhulu uphenduke njalo phela.
Alright,
siyabonga Papa Ndlovu.
Siyakala kakhulu man.
So what Mr. Ndlovu is saying blessings that you know his mother was selling some juice cards, you know, Telecel juice cards in Lupane, where he says, you know, Telecel has got a lot of impact there.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the best networks when it comes to Lupane, according to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he says his family is going to be devastated because his mother was raising money and, you know, raising the family through that kind of, you know, money. But now if something goes, you know, out of what he thinks, you know, it's going to be a problem, according to him. Yeah.
Of course, we also have several messages on WhatsApp. The first one comes from Ashford, who says, government has run down the parastatals by refusing to pay for rates and services. The little inflows from honest ratepayers is also being misappropriated by council executives who are there to please the minister and are doing nothing. And then Peter says, all these companies that are failing to pay workers in most cases are owned and controlled by indigenous people who just think they can take over everything from white people who used to run them effectively. Manawevu mira dzidza kune vanozvigona nguva yako ichasvika. Mapungwana says the workers who were overpaid, like the ones at Pismas, need to pay back the money and have it channeled to the needy areas. And Muchaneta anoti pari zvino tinoona kuti vashandi vetelesi vave pedyo nekurasikirwa nemabasa avo nekuda kwaiye mutungamiri wedu asina hanya vedu ye nyika dzekunze ngadzipindire zviri nani kutongwa hedu nevachena. Mukoma Muchaneta vanenge vari kugunununa zvakanyanyisa. Martin anoti kanzuro yechitungiza ndiyo imwe yemakambani asiri kubhadhara vashandi kwemakore maviri pasina muhoro apa vachidzinga basa vamwe vashandi ipo pasina mari. Munyaradzi says our government is not sincere to focus on the plight of its citizens. They promised to create 2 million jobs, but nothing has been done yet. Muketiwa anoti iye zvinoratidza kukundikana kwevari kutitungamira. Albert anoti hurumende iyi haina rudo nevanhu vayo, vari putsa basa tichishupika. It is wiser for Zimbabweans to change this type of government. Chimini says it's not the right time to cancel Telecel license when the company is able to pay its workers, unlike other parastatals which are failing to pay the workers even a cent. Jabulani says, please do a story about Zisco Steel. We were last paid in March 2012. Up to date, no pay and no allowances. Let's end here, Gibbs.
Yeah, let's hear what people are saying on Facebook. We've got Daniel Mokwena who says, this is sad news indeed for those workers and their families, but I believe other telecommunications companies will employ some because of their experience. Then we've got Morven Kanisa Ngwenya, who has got a hashtag. He says, job phobic. Matota sizabapa amasimu, balime bona bazamile mpela. 2 million amasim card. 1,000 hours aphelelwa ngumsebenzi. Yeah, kuzima madoda. And then we've got a message from Apple Maposa who says, this is very bad news indeed for the workers. especially these days when there's a problem in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got another message from Sakile, who says, can phone me right now. So I think we're going to call it.
Rikatende kuna baba chenidza, mumterere dari parunare. Makadi baba chenidza.
Tinofara makadi.
Tiripo, muri ku South Africa kupi?
Pretoria.
Ku Pretoria kwakamira sei? Yapera here xenophobia?
Kuno kwakagara kwakangonyarara ina kwatambo nyetaiona yedu.
Aiwa zvinokudzwa. Mukatudzo kuti muri kuona sei nyaya yemabasa munyika muZimbabwe?
Nyaya kundokwadza ndeteleso. Chinondi shupa ka ndechokuti inini ndakanga ndiri kumusha mazuva kwamakambeni. Vakuru vaitenderera nenyika yose vachiti toda kuti create about 2 million jobs handiti. But kubva zvakatwa zvavakapinda mupauko kusaiko zvine izvi hapana chakaitika. Vakutowedzera kutoondonga zviripo zvacho kuti vanhu vacho vashoma ivavoka vachitoshaya basa zvachose. Uye futi chitanzo kuti zvinezvi vanga vachistruggle kubhadhara vashandi mabhonasi kubva gore rapera kusaiko zvine izvi. Kana kuwedzera mari vachitiwa havana chii havana mari handiti. How much is Telecel contributing kufiska senyika yacho yavanda kuvhara yacho? Iwo vanoti havana handiti. Totiwo munhu uchirema unofamba regumbo rimwe nemadondoro. Wobva watora demo wobva watema rimwe racho rasara iroro. Ndorarama sei?
Aiwa panonetsa ipapo.
Handi munozviona. Saka kuona kwatoita kuti ndini zvangu kuda kuti ndakutofunga zvokuti zvimwe zvitomborema pana une zvechokwadi zvokuti pane politics dziri mukati. Ehe. Pane munhu wakuda pane wari kutevera havo hamenesese kuti aurendwa mumapepa. But hazvigoni kungodaro kana aiwa kwamwana.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru baba chenidza nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, mubani?
Yes. Zvino baba moyo lapha ecoweni ke. Blessing. Baba moyo kunjani? Baba moyo ecingweni uyangizwa?
Hello baba nkulu.
Yes, sondele efonini baba moyo sikuzwa kuhle baba.
Ye, ngisondelile.
Ye, kunjani moyo khona lapha eButswana?
Yazwakala kuhle.
Yes, sikuzwa baba.
Ye.
Kunjani eButswana khona?
Hayi kutyala kurayiti bhikikisti.
Ye, imisebenzi khona?
Ye, hayi khona imisebenzi khona kakhulu mne kakhulu.
Aha, eye.
Manje male lungelo lakho awusweli msebenzi.
Nxa sisikhangele eZimbabwe kuthiwa kuyahlupha sibili. Le teleseli layo ngani izavalwa abantu bayalahlekelwa imisebenzi. Kambe ungathini baba moya?
Hayi ngasho nje singalandisa nje kumene ibhikikisti. Endaweni le yakithi eZimbabwe ubaba vele ma enesandla esithathela abanye izinto zabo nabantwana bayafuza phela. Ngikhangela nje ma ungasho ngiqale ngikhangele nje kuye nje ubaba shibile sona kumasoja kumapholisa sina seduze nemngcele seduze neboda ungakhangela okwenza ungamaphoyisa ezindleleni emfuleni lapha bechathisa amaboda jampa bebadizisa izimali benza konke konke noma umfula ugcwele babayisikepa amasotsha akithi. Ungakhangela lapha basuka khona ma kuthi abatransfera abala namoto ezibatransfera bahamba from Harare abesuka ngenyawo ezezongena eBulawayo isuka eBulawayo ezezongena khona lapha ePlumtree. Ngenyawo engumpholisa ungangena ama-police station alakithi khona la.
Bamba moyo, bamba kancane, bamba kancane, siyabuya kuwe, sifuna uthathe ikhefu kancinci nje elincane ke lawo sihlobo ubambe khona lapho ungayikhatshana.
And Mr. Mfukari and Mr. Moyo, please do stay on the line. We'll be back after a short break. And for our radio listeners, as you know by now, we are streaming live. Simply go to www.voizimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.